VR2, Vintage Rock Radio, taking you into the Christmas state of mind. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From studios located in the rock capital of the world, Cleveland, Ohio, it's the VR2 show. Vintage Rock Radio, brought to you by the University of Finlay and VR2's flagship radio station, WLFC FM. Located in Flag City, USA, Finlay, Ohio. Here's Mike Eunice and Chris Krause.
Chris, hurry up, come down.
Hey, Mike.
Come on down.
I found something. I can't wait to tell you about it.
I did too, and I can't wait to share it with you.
Oh, really? Can I go first?
Well, ladies first.
Okay, look what I found.
What's last year's Christmas present?
Well, yeah, it's the Rubik's Cube. It has been in my Christmas box all year long. I've been looking for this for a whole year. Can you believe it? And I know exactly what I'm going to do with it.
So you haven't enjoyed it for the whole year?
No, of course not.
Because you lost it.
No, I didn't lose it. It was in my Christmas box. But, Michael, here, I'm going to give it to you for Christmas. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
But I gave it to you.
Yeah, exactly. You gave it to me last year. I'm regifting. I'm giving it to you this year, so Merry Christmas.
Is that your ill-fated attempt at recycling?
No. We're recycling vinyl, and we're going to, you know, we can recycle gifts, and I don't have to buy anything now.
Okay.
And I can enjoy it, finally. We can put it in the studio. It'll be fun. Well, you know, there's all kinds of regifting.
Okay.
Something should be a surprise, but hey, what did you find?
Well, I found something completely different, but
really?
Still... It's a great find.
What'd you find?
I found a cassette
of
last year's Christmas Day show that we did.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Wow.
I think we should listen to it.
I think we should, too. It was a great show. I remember it was Christmas Day, right?
Yep. It's a cassette.
Wow. How cool is it?
It's a 70s thing.
I love it. It's too much.
So we're going to sit and listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
Hope everyone enjoys it. And we'll come back.
We will be back.
And don't forget.
What?
We will be on the air 1 week from now.
I know, right? I'm so excited. Live.
From Finlay.
Yeah, and we have so many things that are planned because they just can't wait to have us back for the holidays.
And we're going to be doing our show concentrating on a theme of peace, so it will be the peace songs.
Yes.
Not only from our show, but some other suggested peace songs to kind of extend that theme that we love so much.
It's a Christmas show with a lot of unique songs, and many of them have to do with peace.
And it's going to have a whole heck of a lot to do with children.
Christmas is all about kids, so
it is.
We're going to feature some really cool kids and talk to them. That's the best part.
So stick with us. We're going to pop the button here to play the show. I'm going to pop it in.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to rewind it.
Okay. Oh, I'm excited.
We'll see you at the end.
I haven't heard this for a whole year.
Enjoy.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2 show, and it's Christmas.
It's so Christmas. It's so festive.
And we're here with Chris Krause.
Whose name embodies Christmas.
It does. And
I know.
Thank you for joining me. I can't think of anyone I would rather spend Christmas morning and Christmas evening with.
Oh, shut up. That is so nice. Thank you so much. I actually feel the same way, Michael.
And we are broadcasting almost live from Northwest Ohio.
It's the holiday, and people are singing carols, and presents are everywhere, and Christmas trees are all lit up, and this is very exciting.
We're sitting by the fire, actually.
We are, and it's just so crackly. Can you hear
chestnuts?
Jack Frost nipping at your toe.
But it is, it's Christmas in the world.
The entire world.
And we're here to share just a little bit of Christmas stuff with you. Our show today, which we're really excited about, is all about you. It is your dedications, your wishes, and your requests on the VR2 show. But before we get started, we are going to take a little bit of a setup with Chris. You know how she comes on and she uses her, you know, wisdom to enlighten us.
It's true. It is absolute wisdom, isn't it? Especially
at
Christmas time.
And everyone should be wise,
you know,
about Christmas.
And the wise men actually did appear at Christmas time. You know, they gave away fabulous gifts, frankincense, myrrh.
Tell us about, we're going back 40 years because we are all about the 70s and 80s.
Right.
Tell us, what were the gifts like back then?
Well, some very interesting gifts had a lot to do with the fact that it was not about the internet, and you didn't purchase these from the internet. These were popular gifts of the 70s. And perhaps the silliest, yet widely popular Christmas gift of the 70s was the pet rock.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
I remember the rock concert. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a whole lot of rocks.
It was, right. It was a rock with a lot of pebbles on it.
I think you had one on your desk, didn't you?
I had one. I had several of them. You
know. Well, see, the pet rock, it's a fad, and it came and it went. And it was very popular in the year of 1975.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, what else was happening?
Well, what was interesting about the pet rock at that time, it made its inventor a multimillionaire. In the first 6 months of sales, the fad waned by the following year in 1976, and it was just so amazingly popular.
If I could only just come up with that one invention for myself, well, I wouldn't be working like for the man.
I know, and everybody's thought about the pet rock every other time somebody wants to be a millionaire, but it hasn't happened yet.
Mm-mm.
So another real popular gift was the Barbie style head. Do you believe that?
That was the thing where you got to do the hair and the makeup.
Yeah,
on
and you know what? It's still really very popular today.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why there's so many beauticians in the world.
You think?
From that era.
The Barbie style head.
Yep.
I would agree with that. Cosmetologists are everywhere. The stereo and the turntable was also very popular at that time. The Polaroid camera, the 8-track
stereo. No, wait, go
stereo.
Back to the stereo and the turntable because it has gone by the wayside.
Yep.
And it's come back, which I'm really excited about.
It has come back now in 2010. It was just way at the top of the request list, the number one item that everyone needed.
And the gold standard was to have a Kenwood or a JBL or a Pioneer turntable.
It was just awesome.
Yep.
And do you remember Polaroid cameras?
I had at my very, as a kid, my first piece of technology was the Polaroid Land cameras, black and white, but the thing was so cool. You looked through the viewer and it told you when to take the picture.
It was just amazing.
It said yes.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely
that?
Right.
I love that.
And the other thing that was really popular was the 8-track stereo.
I had one for my car.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't have one for my car, but I did have a independent one that I used to had a handle and I used to walk around with it. And it was very cool.
But the only thing that was obnoxious about it is you'd be really digging a song. And just at that very moment where the guitar lead would come on, it would click off. And you'd have this 5 seconds of dead air while it regrouped. And it finally got back on track. And it was like, well, there's got to be a better solution.
You're right. It had to write itself. I remember that.
You know what it was followed by?
No, what?
The cassette, which was continuous.
The cassette
and it didn't
recorder.
Have that problem.
It was much different.
Unless you got to the end of the tape and then it would just reverse its direction. But the 8-track was infuriating.
Yeah, it was.
Yet it still was cool.
Yeah. And the other popular thing that a lot of people owned, and or a lot of people wanted to own, was the disco ball.
I still have one.
You do?
I do. I put pin spots on my shoulders, and my hair is now silver. And I just turn my head ever so slightly, and I can light up a room.
Yeah, I think you actually have it in your living room, your kitchen, or your bedroom. I mean, where is your disco ball?
Hey, disco ball, it's part of my culture.
I think we should talk about some of the big toys of the 70s, don't you think?
Go into the toys quickly.
The one thing that was very popular was the Big Wheel, which was at the top of the list, and probably, I would say, one of the most recognizable household brand names of that time.
Can I tell you, now I'm laughing because the people of Findlay, there's a street in Findlay called Briarcliff, and my sister used to live on that street. It's in North Findlay. And the Big Wheel has a special past with me. And here's what's happened.
Really?
My nieces were, they were single digits, and my brother and I were 11, 12. And we were bored, and we were there half the summer. So my brother and I, who we were just a little big for the Big Wheel, we would ride him around the street. And the neighbors would come to my sister and say, your brothers, they're very handsome. We're very sorry that they have these mental problems or that they are, you know, they were actually just intimating that we were
mentally challenged.
Mentally
as
challenged.
As Mike has always been his whole life through.
So the neighbors and that street, all of my sister's neighbors were afraid to confront her on that. But no, we were not mentally challenged. You know, we were bored, and we didn't have our bikes because they were in Cleveland.
Another popular item in the game category with huge sales, the game called Hungry Hungry Hippo.
I remember it.
Those are the top ones for the 70s.
Those are great.
And you know what? We can come back.
We'll come back for the 80s. Okay, well, listen, we're going to go off now. We've got some dedications and requests and your wishes to celebrate the holiday today, Christmas 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a ring to it.
I like it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mike.
Ho, ho, ho. You're listening to the VR2 Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Joshua calling from Findlay. I just wanted to wish my wife and my son a very Merry Christmas, and I wanted to request Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey guys, love the show. This is Lauren from Lima. I'd like to request Santa Baby from my boyfriend, Jim. Hey, Santa cutie. Bye-bye.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Biddle, biddle, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks, sign your ex on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. For that Tiffany's, I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-doo, ba-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
VR2 Countdown Show, and I'm Mike Eunice. Who are you?
I'm Chris Kraus.
And we are here to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we're having a blast
this
on this one.
This is a fabulous Christmas day.
And what's really even better is the content for today's show came from you.
It came from our listeners who are just celebrating and opening gifts as we speak.
And I hope that's fun for you. We're sipping on the hot chocolate and the eggnog here while the fire's roaring. And we started our show off with two great songs about the man. Santa Claus is coming to town, and he has come and left. And I hope he's left you with what you're hoping for. And Santa Baby, who, you know, if it's Madonna you are hoping for, she could definitely work under the tree.
I like the part where she says, you know, slip a sable under the tree. And how many of you got a faux fur for Christmas?
A faux fur?
Faux fur for Christmas.
Say that three times fast.
Faux fur for Christmas?
Okay. Okay. I didn't really want you to do it.
I know.
So those were examples. The first couple songs were examples of people calling in their requests, dedications, and wishes. You have in front of you some emailed wishes.
Yeah,
do you
I
know?
Do. I have some very, very significant requests from email. Isabel from Macomb has requested and wants to share her Christmas wish with everybody. And she says, my wish is that the world will no longer be hungry or homeless, and that everyone will always have someone to love, fostering world peace.
That's sweet.
It's very lovely.
Thank you, Isabel. Okay, that's great. Well, I've got one, too. This one was a music request from Jeannie in Findlay.
Wow.
And she wanted to hear her favorite song. And here it is. It's Elvin and the Chipmunks, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Love that song.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin. Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we
us get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay.
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again.
No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yes, honey, why can't
we sing it? Hi, this is Marty from Fostoria, and I'd like to send out my very, very warm holiday wishes to all my friends, family, and everyone in the listening area. And I would like to dedicate Joy to the World. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Joy to the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing.
sing joy to the world, sing joy, sing joy,
sing joy to the world, sing joy.
This is Amber calling from North Baltimore, and I would like to request "O Holy Night" by Mariah Carey for my wonderful mother-in-law. Thank you so much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear
Hi, this is John the Rock Reichert. I used to work at WLFC in Findlay in the 70s, and I would love to hear the Eagles' classic, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends. You wish me greeting once again. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain.
Boyfriend who doesn't buy me cookware for Christmas. After 15 years, you would think that he would know that the only reason we have a kitchen is because it came with the house. Maybe I ought to use the cookware to knock some sense into him.
WLFC Golden.
Hey Mike, it's Bill Rumbold, WLFC General Manager from the early 70s. I'd like to request a song by the Ronettes called Sleigh Ride.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ring, tingle, tingling too.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-a.
VR2 Countdown Show, and yes, we're always having fun when Chris is aboard. Chris Krause is with us today.
Well, hello.
On Christmas Day, she's taking time out of her busy family life.
Oh, dear
to
Lord.
To be with us on the air.
All those brothers and sisters.
Yeah, it's great.
I have but five brothers Christmas. And three sisters. That's five, anybody really cares.
Would you like to wish them Merry Christmas?
I would. I would like to say Merry Christmas to my entire family, and especially to my sister in Florida who just had surgery, and her lovely family, the Tedders.
The Tedders. But please do not give me all of the names. She had 13 brothers and 15 sisters.
You know. Yeah.
But hey, tell us now.
Yeah.
We've done the 70s.
We have.
Which you can talk about the 70s all day long and I won't get bored. Let's talk about the 80s. We're going to fluff up our hair. I'm going to get my mullet back out, and we're going to talk about the 80s and what was big in the way of gift-giving back in the 1980s.
Well, okay, if you can put your time-lapse cap on and go back to the 80s, the number one gift for Christmas during the 80s, who can forget the Rubik's Cube? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I never once figured it out.
I never did either. This actually little puzzle cube still frustrates millions who continue to try to figure out this puzzle.
I would take it on planes with me when it was big.
Really?
And I got to tell you, I would sit on there and people would look at me, and I'm sure just like they did with the Big Wheel, they would say, this guy's mentally challenged. Because you can't even get close to having one side finished.
The other thing that was very popular, hugely popular during the holidays and throughout the 80s, was anything Smurf. God. Do you remember the Smurfs?
Yeah, it makes me blue thinking about it.
From the dolls to the cereal Smurfs, they dominated the 80s for popularity. So much so that in 1981, over 300 million Smurfs were sold. Really? And the last but not least, very popular during the 80s also, we can't forget the Cabbage Patch Kid craze. Do you remember the Cabbage Patch Kids?
I do. I remember it was that whatever year it was, and my niece had to have one. We couldn't find one. So I went to Kmart in my neighborhood. Back then was Lakewood, Ohio area. I was like, I'm determined to find one. So I went in there, and just by some miracle, smashed in an aisle underneath everything you could possibly imagine because it was a mess. It was Christmas Eve. There was one. Now, it was the wrong race, and it was the wrong sex. But
wow.
She got a Cabbage Patch doll that year.
Wow. That's kind of amazing. We're talking about the time of like 1984, yep. 1985, 1986. The Cabbage Patch fad went from sales of 600 million to a short few months later falling to 250 million.
Yep.
So the fad actually, Michael, declined drastically.
But it declined. But even the next year, I remember it being a problem.
Yeah, and it was a problem because most of those unsold dolls sat on shelves by 1987 and 88. The company filed for bankruptcy.
And then, you know, you could buy the whole family.
Yeah. So those were the big gifts of the
80s. Those are cool. The Cabbage Patch doll. Another thing that if we only put our brains to it, we could have created a doll as inane as the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, I know. I just think it really helped parents tell children where children came from.
I think that's pretty pathetic.
I do too.
No, it's cool. Well, listen, great. Thank you, Chris. We're on to some more requests, wishes, and dedications from people, your neighbors, maybe even your family.
Yeah,
in
listen closely.
Ohio.
You may know somebody who's making a dedication or requesting a song.
Actually, some of these requests actually came from the internet, people that weren't in Northwest Ohio that listened to us streaming.
Yeah, and some came from Findlay.
Findlay?
Yeah.
Of all places. You know, that's Findlay. The flag city.
I understand. I'm with you.
Okay, here we go. More music, more requests, and more of you. You control the show. It's Christmas. It's all about giving you your wish.
Hey, Mike, I've got an e-request that I would like to share with the audience.
Do share.
Okay. This is from a gentleman who says, I would like to request a song, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, for my cousin, Marine Corps First Lieutenant Jacob Ashbolt, who is currently serving in Afghanistan. My thoughts and prayers are with you always, because I'm so proud of you, and I thank you for your service and sacrifice for our country. May God bless you and keep you safe, warrior, until you return home to us. We love you, and we miss you so much. Semper Fi, all of our love, the Smutak family.
Very nice. Here we are, Bruce Springsteen. Born in the USA on the VR2 Countdown Show.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kicker took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat to My fellow Americans, I want to thank WLFC for the opportunity to speak with you today. It was an honor and privilege to be an on-the-air personality there so many years ago. I would also like to remind you that if you are in the market for a new car, please come visit me at my new location at Watergate Dodge, formerly Millhouse Motors.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bone in knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I played
not...
with that dude,
oh.
too.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know. And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know.
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know. It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah. Eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. Had so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, God, I'm off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
That's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man.
Yeah,
man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, this is Logan from Bowling Green. My Christmas wish is that I hope my grandma gets a new job. Bye.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. And say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
VR2 Countdown Show, and it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas, Mike. To you too.
And we're having fun. We are playing songs, requests, dedications that you make, the show you have provided to the city. Well, it's not the city of Findlay anymore. It's much more than that.
But it's bigger than that.
The people of Northwest Ohio. The good people. So, Chris, why don't you reach down in your email bag and see if there's anything else in there for
us? Well, I do have something that's very interesting. It's from the Wheelchair Cavaliers team member, Steve, number 10, the point guard. He's saying, here's to the Wheelchair Cavs Brotherhood. He would like to wish everyone on the team a very Merry Christmas, and he would like to let everyone out there know that they were the 2010 national champions for the wheelchair basketball team, the Cleveland Wheelchair Cavs.
They're pretty incredible.
I think so. National is huge in Cleveland.
And yes, they were a winning team for Cleveland, and it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Let's keep those wins coming, guys. Well, hey, there's plenty more to come in the way of your wishes, dedications, and requests, so keep it right here.
Well, hello, this is Mrs. Claus. And the only thing that I put on at Christmas time is the R2 Show, Vintage Rock Radio. Have you seen Santa?
Hi, I'd like to request a song. This is Justin from Toledo for my beautiful daughter I love and I miss. The song I'd like to request is Nat King Cole, Christmas song. Love the show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, so I asked my boyfriend Brian what he wanted for Christmas, and he said, well, I like a Wii system, and I told him that I wanted an Xbox for Christmas, and he said, well, you can play with my Wii if I can play with your Xbox, and then he started laughing, and I was like, what are you laughing at? And oh my God, I just got it. Brian, you are such a pig.
Ho, 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 you're listening to the VR2 Countdown Show. Ho, 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 ho.
Hi, everyone. This is Derek Shaw, former general manager of WLFC between 1975 and 1977, now living in York, Pennsylvania, and I really, really would love to hear Step Into Christmas, Elton John. That is just the best.
Welcome.
This is Joey calling from Medina, Ohio, and I would like to hear Parumpa Pum Pum. Oh, wait, I think there's a different name for it. Oh, it's the little drummer boy, that's right. If you could play that, that would be awesome. Merry Christmas!
Come, they told me, Parumpa Pum Pum. A newborn king to see, ba-ra-bum-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-bum-bum-bum.
bum bum bum. Me and my drum.
Thank you. Hi, this is Michelle, and I'd like to make a special dedication to my fantastic Uncle Mikey, a little Linda Ronstadt. Love you, Uncle.
Christmas wish is that Santa doesn't bring me any of the he usually brings me this year. God bless us, everyone.
88 WLFC Finley.
Hi, this is Anne calling from Boston, and I thought I'd call in with a request for one of my favorite songs, Father Christmas, from the Kinks. Yeah, it's kind of dark and disturbing, but I really think the Kinks' hearts are in the right place. Just think of all those poor kids when you listen to this. Driven to a life of crime. So, Merry Christmas, and as they say in the song, Father Christmas, give us some money.
When I was small, I believed in Santa Claus.
gonna play Father Christmas. I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. I said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Sister, a cuddly toy. We don't want a jigsaw or monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Father Christmas,
BR2 Countdown Show, and this is our special show for today, which today is Christmas. Oh, man, Christmas.
Christmas. Very Merry Christmas to everyone.
That's it. Family, friends,
yeah, lots
presents.
Lots of gifts.
Presents, gifts.
Yeah.
You know,
lots of
what was your favorite gift when you were growing up?
Well, it's kind of a quick, fast story about my favorite gift. You really want to know what that one was?
If you can make it quick and fast. I know that's a little hard for you.
I was given, as a child, I was given a mandolin from my parents, and I was very excited to have it. But they discovered later that, hey, too expensive, they gave it back and took it back. And I was very disheartened.
You know,
but it was about, you know, being able to eat the next week. So, you know, that's the bottom line.
Well, you know what? I have a similar story.
You do not.
I do.
You don't.
Exactly. My favorite gift of all time was a Johnny Lightning remote control, not wireless, because this was the 60s, car. And this thing you could turn left and right with the little wired thing. It was my dream present. And I wanted it so bad, and when it showed up, I was excited.
Yeah, of course.
But it was the same type of economic situation for our family.
Right.
It went back, but I had a twin brother.
Yeah.
And we were enamored by creepy crawlers that year. So my parents thought, well, you know what? We really overdid it. They like creepy crawlers together. Why would we have these two separate gifts? So they consolidated. And, you know, I learned from that, because that's what the world's still doing with downsizing and reorganizing. So they were really getting me ready for the world.
You know, that's an interesting, I should know you all these years and not know that story, but that's the difference between now and then. My mom and dad always said, you know what? We can't afford it. I heard that 100 million times since I was growing up.
And now their parents are screaming, and it's hearkening back to that time because of the way the economy still is.
Hey, but you know, I can't afford a gift for you.
You didn't buy me a gift.
I did.
But it's radio.
But it's okay that it's radio. I don't. No one can see.
We'll try to keep this interesting for you guys. So I'll open my gift, and that means you have to open your gift.
Well, we usually get each other's gifts, but you've never done this on the radio before.
Okay. What is this?
You first.
What is it? Wow. Oh, my gosh. We were talking about this earlier in the show. It was one of my favorite things.
You just said it was horrible. You hated it.
Well, no, it was my favorite thing on my desk.
Oh, okay.
And I used it for everything. It is a pet rock.
Yeah, there you go.
And I did water and feed it because I have a heart for things like that.
See, I remember it being on your desk.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
that
you're
is
very
cool.
Welcome.
It's taking me back, and you know what? It made me feel just a little younger for a moment.
Just.
But I am craving.
Okay, it's my turn.
I'm craving. Wait, but it brings back the 70s?
Yeah.
So it's craving something I really never took part in, and that was, you know, illegal substances.
Me either, dude.
Dude, I didn't. Really, I was called Bambi in college.
Yeah, really?
And high school.
Well, so was I, but that was me.
Well, we don't. Well, let's open your present real
okay.
quick.
Well, this is exciting.
Wow.
I really, I like opening gifts. That's the better part of all gifts. Oh my gosh, you did not.
What is it? Tell everyone.
I did not.
Tell everyone.
Okay, it has colors on all sides. It is a Rubik's Cube.
Well, you know, because we both expressed such fondness for this invention, I thought, you know, we'd bring back the fun.
Geez, honey, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. We are going into our last set, and sadly, the end of our show is coming. But before that, there's some really great dedications, wishes, and songs that have been requested by our listeners from Northwest Ohio and around the world. And people say, well, you can't listen to WLFC in Boston. Well,
but
you can.
It's streaming.
It's streaming. Uh-huh. And I have taken it upon myself to include WLFC in all my social media and all of my emails, and the world knows about WLFC. So you guys are lucky to be within the terrestrial signal of this station.
Yeah, I would agree.
So let's move on. Okay. So stick around for some great ones still on tap right here on the VR2 Countdown Show for Christmas.
Recycling the best music on the planet, VR2 Vintage Rock Radio. Exclusively on 88.3 WLFC Finley.
Hi, this is Jim and Van Loo. Calling to request a little Christmas song for my grandma, Oregon. And she loves the John Lennon. So this is Christmas. Thanks for getting it on. Appreciate it.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. So happy Christmas, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fights.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a
This is Natalie. I'm calling from Milwaukee, and I'd like to wish my parents back in Cleveland a very Merry Christmas. And I'm wondering if you can play White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Thank you.
A white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Hi, this is George from North Ridgeville, Ohio. May this season be filled with music that will warm your heart, mind, body, and soul. And may we all be grateful to a child that was born over 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas.
Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, tell him.
VR2 Countdown Show, and that is the Queen of Soul.
Yes.
Aretha Franklin and Oh Christmas Tree. I think that's the perfect song to end on, because I would like to send a special wish to this woman who has brought so much to the world.
She's just an amazing singer. She really reaches down inside and just makes you feel so wonderful about yourself. I would like to send her some prayers.
I think we should keep her in our prayers, and our listeners should also do the same.
Yes.
So that's our show, and this was been like any good thing, it has to come to an end, and it has been so much fun.
We've really had a good time on this one, haven't we, Mike?
We have had a good time. I hope equally the people that are receiving the show
in
whatever form, the internet, if you're listening to it on streaming or you're listening to it right here in Findlay, Ohio, thank you for your time.
And tons of fans out there who have participated. That's just awesome.
Thank you, guys. You've made the show. You made it fun and easy for us. So this brings me to the place where I'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to my family, past and present. People still here. People have moved on. Happy and Merry Christmas. I also would like to thank the good people at WLFC, Jacob and Chris, who allow us to do this, Chris. What do you think of those guys?
I think those guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys, for putting up with my shows that are never timed right, always late, but still fun. What do you think? Also, I'd like to thank other people that have supported the show. You, Chris,
I'd like to thank you
thank
for including
you.
Me. It's been a joy.
My sister Marty, Joe, Taverna, Lou, Barbie,
friend, yeah,
who has lent her voice to the show. I'd like to thank everyone. My friend in Italy.
Oh, yeah, Gary.
Gary Drake, who's done some great
things. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Hello from the U.S. Come back home soon. And again, thank all of you. And come back in the new year. This song is, we're both going to send this one out, Chris.
I love this song. This is just so perfect for Christmas Day.
It's a beautiful song, and it's going out to all of you. Have a great one, and see you on the other side of the holidays.
God bless you all.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends, please celebrate me. Give me a number, please celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can sing. Traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama. Come on, let it be what you want from me. Let me
Chris. Wasn't that a find?
You know what, Michael? That was wonderful. I'm glad you found it. Wow, big deal. And the cassette, really. Awesome.
We had so much fun.
Oh, that was a great show. I had so much fun at that show. My goodness. And Aretha is all better now.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the good wishes and the clever opportunity we had to say, we love you, Aretha. It really did work out. She's doing extremely well.
Yeah, she is. And
everybody's a whole year older.
Well, let's not, please. Let's only think about the gifts of the year. But
we've already survived. Gave you yours.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it also sets us up perfectly for our show live in Findlay.
Oh, right. Good idea.
Is next week and is bringing us ever so close to the holiday, the day, Christmas. What will we be doing while we're there?
Well, we're going to go to the mall. What's the name of the mall?
The Findlay Village Mall.
Okay, there you go. We're going to go to the mall, and we're going to go and hang out at the restaurant that we love and adore, at the Tokyo restaurant, right?
What better place to hang out for Christmas?
Of course.
The Tokyo restaurant.
The Tokyo restaurant. Chinese for Christmas.
At the Fort Findlay Village
we're global.
Mall.
But, yeah, and so we're all going to go there, and then we're all going to share in the moment and engage everybody into an absolute moment of peace.
We will take a picture of it. We'll put it on the World Wide Web.
Right.
We will encourage people to go see it, and it will be what kind of kicks off everything we stand and believe in and for, and bring us into the new year thinking of peace in a very fun, strong way.
And you know what? Don't be shy. Bring the whole family. We want everybody to come. We want the children to come. We want the grown-ups to come. We want everybody to come together.
So we will see you then. And until then,
yes.
I will then say to you, Christine.
Yeah, what do you say to me, Michael?
I say to you, VR2.
Peace to you.
See you next week.
We can't wait to play your favorite Christmas tunes. VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.